This is Hachzeik Musar Yoimi, and this is day number 16, and we're up to page 75 in the Treasure of Life edition. Says the Archai Sadikim, Avlefnei Ha'ilam, Be'emes Asr Legalis Lahem. To people, one cannot reveal that which they know, that which they do not know. Gamin Telech Ba'anava. Even if you go in the humility, in the ways of humility, and you daven lengthily, and you learn Torah regularly, the Yitzhahara is still going to try to entice you to be haughty. He's going to tell you, Ata, now the people are going to see you. And they're going to make you chashiv. And they're going to give you honor. Because of your good ways. And this is great. The Yitzhar is going to convince you. And remember, this is a person who davens and learns. And he's a good guy. And he's a Talmud Chacham. And the Yitzhar is going to say, it's so givaldic that people see that you're great. Because once you're chashav in their eyes, and they'll accept your musar. Kol ze hevel, says our chasadikim. Says all vanity. When you do a good action, why do we do good actions? Not so people will see, not so someone else will learn from him, but purely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what will determine whether your teichacha, whether you tell people what's right and wrong, is what will determine whether they accept it's nothing to do if they think that you're chashev or not. The acceptance of your teichacha has nothing to do with your actions. And once you remove yourself and you're free from all this, he says, the Yitzhar doesn't stop. And the Yitzhar is going to tempt you again, and he's going to say, since your avodah can't be perfect, since you're never going to be fully free, fully separated from gaiva, from haughtiness. Kigoin, shetchasa ma'isecha, atayim la'aru zofuch b'masha yikvar b'livcha. It's not going to be that no one's going to realize at all what you do. So says the Yitzhara, so what's the point? Might as well tespal el kotzar, might as well daven shortly. Shetir l'lami shel chachma. When you want to learn something, tisyachet. Do it privately. And don't. None of your good midos should be seen. Obviously, the Yitzhar is tricking you. And he's saying, let people think you're lazy. So that you will not have a commandment on the good, and they won't remove from the bad. And do not reveal your chachma, and don't teach it to anyone aside from yourself. Do not give any indication that you have Yirei Shamayim. Don't display any signs of such. Kigoin, tefillin, mezuzah, tzitzis. Elatis nahig, bimin adagam. Conduct yourself like them, and go in their ways, and mingle with them, with drink, food, with drink, with entertaining, and all the wonders and pleasures of the world, says the Archei Sadikim, call them in Yani Ayetzer, of course. This is the Yitzhara talking. Little Kaibani Adam Barishtai to trap someone in his net. Vice Indian Zelashay Mitzvah, say the Elef Alofim Yaiser Mizcharai. And if one does this for the sake of the Mitzvah, his loss is so much greater than his reward. You're running away from this little fire, but you're running into a much larger fire because you're not going to daven and you're not going to learn. and you're not going to do good midos. Rather, what should you do? Ach derech hayosherhu. What's the straight path? Yisbal bekavana, daven with intent. Be'arichos, with length. V'yitzav alatoiv, yazer alara. And tell people what's right, and warn them about what's wrong. And always do that which is good, whether people see you, whether people don't see you. And if they honor you, don't worry about it. Because you didn't do it for the honor. So the fact that they honor you, just leave it. When you do the good action, you should check yourself. Who are you expecting reward? If you're doing it to get a reward from Hashem, give al diku shalim. If you're doing it to get a reward from someone else, ay no shalim, it's not complete. Gam tavchid, and you should also check. Such and such action that you do in public. Do you also do it that way when you're in privacy? Do you act the same way? Such a critical litmus test to know why you're doing something. If you act the same in public and private, you're not doing it for people. But if in private, you dive in quickly, and in private, you don't really care about anything. But in public, oh, you're such a nice guy, and you dive in so lengthily, then clearly you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Then your actions will be complete. Everything that I've written on the top of the Yetzirah, don't think, oh, he's just exaggerating. Yetzirah doesn't really ensnare us so bad. What I wrote is one dot. Careful we have to be. In each and every action and thought and attribute. But Yetzer l'shachay, so the kalkal, the Yetzer comes to destroy and ruin. Ach pasachnu pesach l'idea yinyin ha-Yetzer l'mishlo nasa t'chilas d'rachev. We've opened the door to reveal the activities of the Yetzirah, because for those who are not familiar with him, v'chacham, the wise one, Yavin, will understand, v'yamayer l'salko mitoicha, and will run away from him, v'tohar yodayim yosef ha-imetz. One with pure hands will increase his strength. We'll pick it up from here, v'siyata d'shmaya.